we're live. And so anyway, I'm glad we're here today, Josh. And I always call you the aspiring game developer because you're doing an artist. And so I know you had some great stuff to talk to us about. You wanted to talk about how kids or people can start their own games. I know you told me the story a few days ago about when your dad bought you your first how to build, make games or create games. And then when you were young, 13, and then you got another one when you got a little bit older. And so share with us, if somebody wanted to start creating their own games, our parents wanted to help their kids, right, instead of just watching them do them, how do they do that?
Well, now is a great time to do that, since there's loads of software out there. The ones I started on were geared towards beginners. They had a lot of beginner-friendly features that would help ease people into more of the coding aspects of it, because video games are very, very heavy in coding, but coding languages have come a long way, so it's easier than ever to jump in. RPG Maker was one of the ones that I started with as a kid, as well as Game Maker. It's literally just called Game Maker, but there's quite a few softwares out there now, Unity, even just jumping into engines like Unreal Engine are like more possible today than they've ever been, with all of the resources there are just to, you know, get you started. Online videos and even some schools even provide, you know, their own courses for that, whether it be online or in the campuses. So there's a lot of places you can start if you know someone who's interested in starting video tutorials, just figuring out, you know, what kinds of things they want to do, because every software has its own specialty, you know, 3D games, 2D games, and just that jumping off point. So there's a lot of things out there that people can look into and get started.
Cool. I like that. Can you actually go on YouTube? You can find anything on YouTube, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I was wondering. So, I wonder if there's anything on there. Do you know, or is that a good place to look for?
Oh,
for,
yeah, no, there is.
There's
plenty of good stuff on YouTube. I use it all the time, you know. I'm still learning myself, so, and there are a lot of people who are still much smarter than I am out there making content for us that teaches us how to make our own games and stuff. And so that's what got me into it. I tinkered around with, you know, the software and made little things until I wanted to, I'm like, how do I do this? How do I do that? And a lot of times you can just look up that, or even go on the communities and just ask. There's a lot of forums and even Discord communities, which is Discord's just like a chat service. You can ask people like more specific questions, and everyone is just happy to help because they want to see everybody make their own games and just have a lot of fun, you know, sharing and making these little things.
I like that. That's cool. So there's a lot of different things there. Now, do you go online and chat, like go into forums and everything? Or do you still do that, or have you?
Yeah.
Is that something
yeah.
that you? Okay. And it gives you the advice that you're looking for. Is that, that's what you told us last week, I think, when we were talking. You mm-hmm. have a lot of online friends, and that's how you get them, right? Is doing that a little bit, or
yeah,
playing the games too?
Through communities of creating games and doing art and all that stuff. That's where I've made a lot of my really good friends. It's really fun to have friends who like to do the same things as you, you know. Whether it be playing
gotcha.
Games, making games, or just doing art. There's a lot of ways to find people.
May I ask you this question, too, as well? So you've given us some good ideas. And parents, you were talking about kids and our young adults, kids or teens or whoever. Their parents, this is a way that they could help a child or a young teen who's playing a lot of games and take it a step further. Right? And they can be involved in helping them get started. I think your dad helped you, didn't he? So how did that happen? And did your father just say, oh, here's a game? Or how did you guys get started? And parents can do that for their own children too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, it, you know, someone just kind of needs to have a drive to make them, because making and playing games are two very, very different beasts. But you mean you can tell, like for me growing up, I tried to make little games all the time, card games and board games, just anything I could, games on the playground, you know, even when we were younger. You can usually tell when people have a knack for just wanting to make those kinds of things, make experiences that, you know, we can all do. And from there, you just, you know, you talk to them, ask them, what do they want to do? Do they want to make them? Would they be interested in, you know, trying to make them, like, on the computer and stuff? Because that's a pretty big leap. And it's always good to start with more traditional medias like pen and paper and board games and stuff, because that's, you know, a lot simpler to start out with. Whereas if it's something you're really passionate about, I firmly believe that, like, anyone can learn to program. A lot of these languages, like I said, are a lot easier to read. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there could look at the code that people use and be able to tell what it does just by reading it. They might need a little bit of explaining, but it looks very readable and very English-like. So it's just easier than ever. But, you know, you start somewhere and then you move up, because I know programming is the thing that intimidates the people the most, as it seems like this otherworldly, wizardy nonsense that makes everybody do things. And it's like, but it's not as hard as people make it out, especially if you have any proficiencies in math and sciences, especially math. You'll start picking up and be like, oh, this is where all that algebra is being used and stuff, you know, because you're just essentially using algebra and a lot of geometry. And that's about as far as I've ever had to use it. I'm not doing anything too complicated, but you'll see a lot of that come out to play. So definitely people who just want to make things, are not good at math, or those are usually people who can go into programming video games, I would say, pretty easily.
That is cool. So did you have an affinity for math yourself? Were you good at it? I don't know how to ask that. So
yeah,
did you have an
my best subject was math.
Okay.
Always in the advanced classes.
Were you? Okay. Wow. Anyway, I do that in English, not so much in math, but hey, we all got our something. And then you said this, yeah, right? You said the story the other day. I asked you, you said that you got your dad, he actually bought you your first game. Did you say, Dad, please, please, please? Or did he say, I know that he put you on the computer before you could walk, right? Or talk, right? You were figuring stuff out. That's a cute story. But did your dad, you ask him for the video game or for the game maker or whatever? Because you said you did the pen and paper thing, playing card game, creating cards and board games. And then did you find out online and you go, I would like that game, start how to build a game. How did that happen? That's a cute, I love that story. So people can understand.
Yeah, I think I just ended up looking up how to make games and found these softwares, and they had little free trials on them. And as I started using them more, a lot of the features were like hidden behind, you know, the full version. And I was like, oh, I really, really wanted it. And I begged my dad and he bought it, and I started playing with it more. And I was so happy to show him, you know, my little silly games. I wish I still had them. I would gladly share them, but they're on a computer that is long gone. Just making stuff. It was just fun.
It was just fun making them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's cool. I like that. So you're working on games now. So what kind of games are you working on creating? I mean, you came a long way from using just the pen and paper. Not that I know you're an artist, so I'm sure you still use pen and paper. But what are you working on right now? You know, so what kind of games?
Well, I have a few small projects and one bigger project that I'm kind of constantly working it out and kind of writing it. I wanted to make a few arcade-like games, as in they're just like they pick up and play, and you play and you try to do as good as you can until you can't go any farther, and then, you know, kind of like a high score thing, Pac-Man, those kinds of games. Something simple that I could finish and like release out for, you know, free or, you know, a dollar or something. Just to say like, hey, I finished a thing, to show people that I made it and it's done and it's completed. It would just be like a little arcade platform shooter. You run around as a little mage and you try to climb a tower and collect as many crystals as you can. So it'd be very something. It's very simple. It doesn't sound like anything that's too crazy out there, because it just needed to be something that I could make, you know, finish. You learn a lot by doing in any media, but games and art especially. If you just do it and you just keep making them and making them, you have like that millions of like half done things, and you can only learn so much from, you know, half done things. You learn quite a lot from the last like 20% of a project that you don't get anywhere else. So it's always good to make them and like actually finish them. And that is something I'm still working on. As I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I'm trying to get over that, and I just need to make a thing and learn from it and say, oh, I don't like this, I like this, and then I'll move on.
I want to go back. You said something. You said you got to stick with it because of the last 20% is where you learn the most. Did I misunderstand that?
Okay. No, yeah, no, so, that is definitely it. I think a lot of people who go into art and music making or any kind of modern media, they make a lot of things, but you learn the most from finishing the things. A lot of people, you know, artists will have sketchbooks full of sketches, and there's hundreds and hundreds of sketches, and that is learning, and that is good, but you'll learn even more from finishing them, and coloring them, and lining them. There's just so many more steps. You can make a prototype of a game, and you can make a dozen prototypes, but you never learn how much more work goes into it in that last, like, 20% where you're polishing it up and making sure it's bug-free, you know, so it works properly. And that those are the big steps, I think, are the hardest step is for people to finish things, because it's really easy to start these projects and then imagine and dream all these things you want to add and, you know, blow up the scope of your project and make it like, oh, it can be so cool and can have all this stuff, and then you don't finish it. And you learn, the only thing you learn from that is that you scoped way too big. You wanted to, instead of starting with a small canvas and painting it, you wanted to, oh, I'm going to paint a mural on a 20-foot wall, and, you know, you're just going too big. So that's why finishing things is very important, even if it's a small thing. You want to finish that small first canvas before you jump into that big mural on the wall. And that's the same for anything, games, arts, music, whatever.
That's cool. I like that, because I'm looking at my paintings, and some of them I've not finished, and I'm going to do that. I was like, oh, man, he's talking to me. Thank you. So you're becoming an entrepreneur, and I know that. And we talked a little bit about that earlier. Is that something that you wanted to do? Or I know you're very creative. I know that when you sit down to do something, you get it done. That's my own perspective of you. And I also know that you like you're creating your own brand, right? And you've helped other people create their brands, and now you're creating your own, right? So but you're an entrepreneur. Do you feel like you'll ever work for a big company, or will you keep it just you and, you know, maybe a few others? Or how did you become an entrepreneur? That's a better question. And do you want to work for a big company, or do you want to design your own? Am I asking the appropriate questions? I hope that makes sense. So.
No, that makes sense. I would definitely like to stay more personal. I couldn't see myself working for a big company, not at least for games. I went into making games and art, not so much because I wanted to make money. I just wanted to make stuff. But, you know, we live in the world where we got to have money to live and survive. So it kind of turned into, can I use my talent and my passion to make some money so I can, you know, move along? It beats, you know, doing retail, you know, especially during the holidays. So that was that was just what I ended up doing is I was doing retail, and then I was like, I'm going to try this and see if I can make money off this because it's more enjoyable and it's good practice, you know. Essentially, it feels like people are paying me. I make something for them, and I get practice and some money out of it. So it didn't start that way, but this is how it ended up, and I'm okay with it. I would like to be able to live entirely off my own creations if I can, and like a small team sounds really good. I just don't want to lose that personal touch that comes with a small team. So I don't think I would ever try to devolve into like a bigger company. I don't want to try kind of small and personal.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you, when I talk to you and look at you, that's what I feel. It's like small and personal, because that's your passion, right? And and that's what you do. So let's talk about something about the branding that you do. So someone wants, like I have a brand for Angel Coaches, and do you do that? Do you create brands, and how do you discover how to do that for that person? Do they give you ideas, or do they give you ideas and you have your own ideas, or what do? So when you create a brand for somebody?
It's more of just, you know, kind of building off existing. I feel like I'm really good at building off what people have already kind of started. And so I kind of work with that.
Okay.
I see like a YouTube channel, like what are they doing? They do video essays, and, you know, what are they might want like a new icon or something. And I just kind of talk to them like, what kind of things do you want? Do you want this? And I end up doing, you know, an icon of the person, and it's really silly, and they play up, you know, aspects of their channel and turn it into just like a picture, an icon, which is like the face of their, I guess, company in a way. And it might just be personal, or it might be commercial endeavors that, you know, people are looking to make some money off of. But at least for me, I end up building up off of what they already have rather than like building from the ground up. But even then, it's still a similar process of what do you want? What are you trying to do? You know, what's the vibe you're going? Because you can glean a lot of that from, you know, logos and icons and pictures.
Right.
From just a vibe that you get from that. And we can usually try to work with that and build it up like that.
That's cool. I like that. So when you find out what they like, then you take what they're doing and make it into something that they can, that they already know that they're comfortable with. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how long does it take you to do something like that?
It really all depends. Because if it's just something as I'm kind of helping them with like an icon, then that can only take, you know, a few hours, to, you know, rough out and then get them to approve it and then just finish it. But if it's like a whole branding thing, then that could take a little bit longer and end up just, you know, being in a chat for a while and brainstorming until we find that thing that we want to show, I guess.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So you're working on a couple small projects, and you're working on a bigger one. What's the bigger project?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay if I ask? Because that sounds like fun. Sounds like complicated. But so, what kind of project are you working on? It's big.
The big project that I've mentioned a few times is my big narrative heavy game. That talks about more personal aspects of my life, and I wanted to share stories of my life, but in a game and in a whimsical fantasy-esque world. So using themes of things that I've experienced to share it with people who had similar experiences, because a lot of my friends had very similar experiences growing up, and it's why we're such good friends. It's because we just understand, like, I feel for them, the struggles that they had growing up were very similar to mine. And so I wanted to make a story to share that, because I've met so many people with very similar experiences. So I know there's more out there, and they might need that, you know, that, I don't know about guidance, but just knowledge to know that someone's done it and someone's gotten through it, and they're okay, and they're doing it, and they're the hero of their own story. You know, they're the protagonist.
I like that.
And it's just something that I want to put together. And it'll be a big story, lots of talking, and I have a lot of my own personal themes growing up as just, you know, an atypical male. Like, I don't consider myself that macho man who plays sports and does this and, you know, all staring at women all day, like, oh man, women, like, there was a lot of differences from me and the typical, like, teenage boy, and I felt it very, very early, and I always thought there was something wrong with me, and especially when I was in high school and in college, I thought I was just broken, something was wrong with me, you know, but it turns out I never, like, fixed myself. I just learned that there wasn't anything wrong with me. This is just who I am. And I want to be able to let other people know through games that they're okay. They'll figure out themselves, and then they'll be their best selves. They'll change what they don't like, and they'll, you know, work on the things they like and make that even stronger. And that's, like,
that's
the big
good.
Themes
I like
that I want to tackle.
So they get to be the hero of their own story. That's cool. So you,
mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Okay. And I'm assuming in your game that is has parts of you in it, that it's you did it in a whimsical format, and was that healing for you? I mean, to do something like that. I'm using the word healing. I'm not sure what would, if there's a better word, but was that healing for you? To be able to give back like that to people that may understand? I know they will.
Yeah. Like therapeutic. Yeah. Like it's a good feeling to be able to make something that people can enjoy just in general. Like, I've always had, like, a want to make games just because I like being around my friends and having something fun to do. And if I can be the one to start that, it makes me feel good. You know, I may not be like a loud spoken, like, leader, but if I can have people get together and play a game and have fun and, you know, bond, that makes me feel good. So that's just the driving force that led me to want to make games and want to share experiences with others. Because there's something really magical about, like, you have a really favorite game and you played it, maybe played it, like, you know, dozens of times, and you meet someone who has that same passion for that game, and it's like you've been friends for years. Like, you just talk about the game, and you're having, you know, they already know, like, you don't have to explain this or that, like, they already know, and you can bond with someone, like, instantly just from a shared experience of just a piece of media. That's crazy. Like, well, I would love to just, you know, do that, make those things that bring people together. That just sounds so cool.
You're right, it does. I like it. That's I like how you explained that. That I was like, wow. So you're writing you have your book and you call it a game. You're writing the story of your life in a
mm-hmm.
game. That's cool. Like it. So anyway, our show's gonna end in a couple of minutes, but any passing thoughts on people that are wanting to get started, just go to YouTube, go to some of the forums that,
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about, and they can find a way, right? But go ahead, you were going to
yeah.
say something.
Oh no, just kind of thinking. Just get started. You know, if you already play games and you want to make games, look up that game. You know, look, research that game. Maybe even try to make a copy of it yourself. Find out why you like the game you like, and then try to put that in your own creation. Do you like the whimsical style? Do you like the intense action of the game? Do you like the silly co-op that comes with playing with friends? Like, make those experiences that you love. Like, why not? If you love them, why not make more of them and share those experiences
That's
with people?
Good. 'Cause
even if you end up making a game that you're not selling commercially, it can still mean a lot to you to make a little silly game that you can play with your friend or significant other or family. It's still meaningful. Like, you know, if you wanted to play sports, you wouldn't say someone's wasting their time playing sports if they, you know, never going to be a professional soccer player. They're not wasting their time. They're having fun. They're enjoying their time. You know, it's never a waste of time to make things. when they're meaningful to you, when they get something out, when you express yourself. Like, I think my generation grew up hearing that on TV, you know, express yourself, be yourself. But like, really, you got to do that, because it's a tough world out there, and you got to find your happiness where it is.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, Josh. That's great advice, by the way. So one last thing before we close. Have you ever messed up and had to start all over again? Some people would call that failing. Do you call it failing, or just like, darn it, I messed up? You know, so have you ever done that before in your games?
So many times. There's a reason why I haven't finished things, because I build them and I build them, and then you get to a point and you're like, oh, this is not working, and you just have to start over. But you learn a lot from messing up, because you have to get there. If you don't get there, you don't know what to be prepared for. And sometimes the best way to learn what you need to be prepared for is to experience it. Like, you know, it's like saying you're a failure because your car broke down. Like, no, you were unaware that your car could break down like that. So now you know. Now you're aware that that's what happens to a car. It's the same thing. You know, you're learning. You're only the sum of all your experiences. So the more you experience, the better. So get out there and mess up. Make a thing, figure out it's not good, start over, do it again. That's life.
I like that.
That's just how you do.
That's good. I love that, Josh. You're the best. I mean that. So, and thank you. I can't wait to hear more about some of your games and you're getting your contracts and all that kind of stuff, and the entrepreneur that you're becoming more better at, and the games too as well. Thank you so very much for sharing, and we'll see you next time. And hear about some really cool stuff. I really appreciate the things that you shared today. You always come from your heart, and you help a lot of people with that. So thank you. Anyway, well, take care, everybody, and we'll see if you can get your own games made. Right, Josh? It'll be fun.
Working on it.
Anyway, all right, everybody, take care. And if you're watching now or listening now or later, bye now. Bye, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you.